I, Kevin Michael Rudd, do swear that I will well and truly serve the Commonwealth of Australia, her land and her people, in the office of Prime Minister. So help me God.
Australia would have been forgiven if, in the sleep haze of the early morning, they were back in 2010, as Kevin Rudd took to the podium to fill his post as our PM. The first thing he did was to thank his predecessor.
Through the difficult years of minority government, the former Prime Minister has achieved major reforms for our nation that will shape our country's future. I acknowledge her great achievements in taking the Fair Work Act through the Parliament. I acknowledge her great achievements in bringing in a national scheme for the testing of literacy and numeracy across the Australian school system. I also acknowledge her great achievements in delivering better funding for Australian schools. And on top of all that, Speaker, I acknowledge her great work as a standard bearer for women in our country. Australia's first Deputy Prime Minister, Australia's first woman as Prime Minister.
Our new old PM also acknowledged that politics is tough at times, and he called on the new Parliament to be kinder. Opposition leader Tony Abbott was also keen for the position of PM to be elevated.
I congratulate the Prime Minister on his restoration to high office. May he elevate that office, and he would best elevate that office by explaining the events of last night and by telling the Australian people when will they get the chance to decide who the Prime Minister of this country should be and who should form the government of this country. That is the question that should be before this House.
And that is indeed the question that many people are asking today, as Kevin Rudd seems to have been hinting that the election may not be held on September 14 after all. For his analysis of the day's events, we're joined by New Matilda's Ben Eltham. Ben, thanks for joining us on The Wire.
Good to be here.
Now, Ben, I guess that is the question. What do you think Kevin Rudd is going to do in terms of his election? Do you think he's going to play for time?
Well, he has to call an election constitutionally by November. So he will have to call an election at some point, but at this stage he seems to be hinting that it won't be September 14th.
All right, as we go to air, the Education Minister, Peter Garrett, is giving his valedictory speech. We've seen Greg Combe go, we've seen Stephen Smith go today, we've seen Craig Emerson go today. The Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, didn't announce who's going to replace those people yet. Any ideas?
Well, there's a number of Rudd loyalists that could come back into the Cabinet. Remember that after the failed attempt to roll Julia Gillard in February, a number of Gillard Cabinet members left the Gillard Cabinet at that stage. So people like Simon Crean, for example, had to step down, or Gillard fired him, in fact. So there's some Rudd loyalists who come back. Obviously, Chris Bowen will be the new Treasurer. There's some talent there, I suppose. Richard Miles is another potential.
Bill Shorten was interviewed this morning on a few different radio stations. He said that he changed his mind in terms of who he was backing in the interest of Australian democracy, Australian people, and I guess to prevent the coalition from having control of both houses of parliament. He did say that the Labor Party was capable of putting their division behind them. They haven't been so far, have they?
No, the last 3 years have been catastrophic for the Labor Party in terms of its factional infighting. And I guess the real tragedy for this, for the Labor Party, is that the Rudd-Gillard division has really cut across the factional lines. So Labor seems completely balkanised, really. I mean, there's so many little sub-factions and micro-factions now. It's really hard to keep track of who's in whose camp.
What do you think Julia Gillard's legacy will be?
She has a very strong policy legacy, a very strong legacy of reform. I mean, even just to name a few of her signature achievements, the passing of the Clean Energy Future Act, major economic reform in terms of carbon tax and things like that, the National Disability Insurance Scheme. The Gonski legislation passed, ironically, yesterday afternoon, even as all of this was developing. So that's three big achievements just there.